On Friday, March 9th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Ram 1500 truck provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning February 20th. Keys awarded March 9th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the truck, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. Bonus $10,000 Royal Free Play drawing 1 hour after truck is awarded. Win a Ram 1500 March 9th only at
Casino Queen.
Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cash back bonus. Details at quakerstate.com.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
Well, this is a popular part of the show every week. It only comes around once a week. Too bad. Maybe eventually we can make it a twice-a-week feature. It's all about gossip and Hollywood and stuff and who's doing what to whom and with whom and who came out of the closet and you name it, and who's going to win the Academy Award. It's called the Wood Report, short for the Hollywood Report, and your hostess, your commentator, your moderator, the woman delivering it to you like no one else can is the one and only Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? You sound perfectly normal. How are those teeth doing?
We were just talking about that. I'm close to no pain pills. I'm getting down there.
But I mean, I don't hear like I did a day or two ago. I don't hear the
oh, I know. Yeah, I think mostly it's just kind of like the upper lip that's still a little bit puffy. But yeah. Other than that, oh,
well,
man.
Remind me after the show because I got some exercises. We can work on that.
For an upper puffy.
What's going on in Holly Weird?
Lots of different weird things. Drew Barrymore might be pregnant.
Yeah.
Whoa. Of course, you know how paparazzi take a photo of you no matter what you're doing. She was leaving a doctor's office, and she was holding a picture that looked like a sonogram. So that's the speculation. She is engaged to Will Koppelman, a 34-year-old art consultant. Blech.
Drew Barrymore, to me, is the perfect combination of cute and hot.
And, yeah, playful, yeah. Sexy.
Very good. Yeah. Playful, sexy. Well put.
Okay, thank you. A couple Michael Jackson stories. The DA is all upset that Dr. Conrad Murray is asking the judge to let him out of jail while he appeals his conviction.
I don't blame him.
And the DA went on to say that Murray is a danger to society because he's never shown any kind of remorse for his actions, and that he thinks he's also a flight risk because now that he's lost his license, it's like, why stick around? That may be true. And then Joe Jackson... A judge ruled that he screwed up. Well, he had filed a wrongful death suit against AEG and Dr. Murray, but he filed it after Katherine Jackson had already filed hers on behalf of herself and her kids, and the judge said, you can't have two suits that allege the exact same thing, and since Katherine filed first, Joe loses.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor Joe.
What a dumbass.
Everything always happens to that Joe. Yeah. Poor Joe Jackson. And he looks like such a nice guy.
Yeah,
he does, doesn't he? Actress Judi Dench is 77, and she's been diagnosed with macular degeneration.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's the wet kind that's bad.
Right, that's the worst. I have dry. I have dry AMD.
She says her eyesight's getting pretty darn bad, and she has trouble reading her scripts, so she has friends that help her, you know, memorize her lines and stuff like that. But she said she's not going blind just yet. Lindsay Lohan's going to be the host of Saturday Night Live. It'll be the fourth time, I believe, on March 3rd. And Mike Evans said that Elizabeth Taylor movie was off, but evidently it's back on, and she does have the part of Elizabeth Taylor. It's a Lifetime TV movie called Liz and Dick. as long as she stays out of trouble.
Oh, whoa.
What's that about?
Liz and Dick.
They don't really go together, do they?
I know you could say that on TV. Well, it's cable.
Liz?
You know, it's cable.
Okay.
You can say that.
Sotheby's will offer the only privately owned version of Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream, at an auction in New York on May 2nd.
Edvard Munch?
Munch.
Who's he?
I think it's Sotheby's.
Sotheby's?
Sotheby's.
Who cares? Who is he?
He's an artist. He painted that movie,
The painting.
The painting, The Scream.
You ever seen that one with
the long face
where they did the scream mask for the movies from?
Okay.
There's four different versions of that painting.
Really?
And this is a pastel version from 1895. They're expecting it to bring in more than $80 million.
Whoa.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, the guy who owns it, his dad was a friend and neighbor of this painter.
I don't think that face is that scary. It's like a sad Casper or something.
It's very odd.
It's a famous. Yeah. I mean, it's so.
I guess mostly
from the movie helped. I don't know, but everybody knows about that painting.
Mm-hmm. Sources are saying that Bobby Brown wants to send his daughter Bobby Christina to rehab to help her get over the death of her mother Whitney,
well, you're a caring father,
and keep her from falling back on alcohol and drugs to mask her pain.
Father. Oh, there's a good person to keep you from.
Some guests who'd been staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, the Beverly Hilton, that night that Whitney died, they want a refund because they say they were inconvenienced, the ones that were on her floor. When they came back to their room, they had to show their ID before they went to their room. So they want a refund.
Get alive.
The hotel says, I don't think so. And then a black velvet dress that belonged to Whitney Houston and a pair of earrings that she wore in that movie, The Bodyguard. They're already going to be put on the auction block. It's a celebrity auction. They're going to be auctioning off Charlie Chaplin's cane, Clark Gable's jacket from Gone with the Wind, blah, 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 blah. It's called Hollywood Legends Auction. It's at the end of March.
I don't exactly put Whitney Houston in the area of Hollywood
Legends
in the same place as you would put Clark Gable, or who else did you mention?
Charlie Chaplin,
yeah.
Charlton Heston's staff from the Ten
Commandments. Hollywood legends, not singer. What'd she do? What, two movies, three movies? I mean,
I don't know. I think it's mostly because she died.
And does anybody ever buy these clothes and wear them? They usually don't.
I don't think so. Like Debbie Reynolds, isn't she the one that bought the Marilyn Monroe dress?
My goodness, she owns a whole museum.
But they're mostly
full of
just kind of displayed.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know what I do like, though?
You go to the Hard Rock Cafe or some of these places. Aren't you always amazed how little these people are? I mean, more often than not, when you see behind glass, this is the whatever that so-and-so wore in the movie, they're almost always little bitty people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like miniature people.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Kelly Clarkson. Everybody says she's overweight, but I bet she's not even more than a size 8 or 10.
I was going to say
it's just that
10,
when
maybe.
You put her on TV... she looks heavier, but I don't think she is.
Well, I can tell you, I've been on TV, and it added 30 pounds to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I looked 30, 40 pounds overweight on TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Well, what's funny is she knows what I'm talking about because Tina looks at me, like, look at me now in person. She knows I'm not.
I know.
Yeah.
Get on TV, blow up.
That's right. Actress Marcia Gay Harden has filed for divorce after 15 years of marriage.
Hey, shut up,
Marcia Gay.
She said Harden.
Yeah. She was married to Thaddeus Scheel, and they have three children. They were married 15 years, no longer.
And I wish I'd named one of my kids Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
That's a good name.
Thad. Remember that movie on Golden Pond? Her name was Ethel Thayer.
Yeah.
Record company executive David Geffen, who turned 69 today, by the way. What's so funny about his birthday?
What do you idiots always laugh at them 69? Either tell us what it's about or shut up.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sorry, Tina.
He's broken up with his boyfriend of 6 years, Jeremy Lingvall.
Oh.
A source says the romance had simply run its course. David Geffen is 40 years older than Lingvall.
What's his name?
Lingvall. Lingvall.
Lingvall's married to Gay Harden? Is that what you said?
I think he's cunning, too.
No, not Gay Harden.
Oh, there's a different story.
I think that Jeremy's a cunning guy.
Okay.
Monaco's Prince Pierre Casiraghi ended up with a broken jaw and facial lacerations following a bar fight in New York on Saturday, but it's unclear what really started the fight. He is the son of Princess Caroline and the grandson of Grace Kelly.
Yeah, you and my wife would care about all of that.
Poet Maya Angelou. Oh, I know you love her.
The worst poet ever. Oh,
I cannot.
Hey, she's a laureate. Though.
Yes.
I don't care.
She's recovering from a brief illness that forced her to cancel a planned speech in Texas and made her be in the hospital for 3 days. She's 83, but she's out now, recuperating.
Good.
Charlie Sheen has sent an apology letter to Ashton Kutcher after saying that Kutcher sucked as the new lead on 2.5 Men. Actually, he said the show sucks, he sucks, this sucks, he went on and on.
That's funny.
A federal judge in Illinois has rejected a $1 billion class action lawsuit alleging that the Travel Channel violated the publicity rights of individuals that were shown at a popular Chicago hot dog restaurant.
Okay, say that again. Start over.
I'm thinking there's these people at this restaurant. Okay?
Read what you just read again.
Okay. A federal judge in Illinois has rejected a $1 billion class action lawsuit alleging the Travel Channel violated the publicity rights of individuals shown at a popular Chicago hot dog restaurant.
Violated what publicity rights?
They were on TV and they didn't get clearance, I guess, to say, hey, can you...
And you know what? If they had asked them for clearance, they'd have said, you bet. Can we put you on television? You want to be part of a TV show? Every one of them would have said, sure.
I think part of the deal is this place is one of those where the waitresses are supposed to act like they're mean, so they say rude things to you.
Yeah.
So some of the customers felt that they were... Don't ask me. But the judge says, I don't think so.
Good. You don't have clearance.
That's right. Supermodel turned businesswoman Cheryl Teagues was the first contestant fired on the newest Celebrity Apprentice, which aired on Sunday night.
I haven't watched that for a couple of years.
She went on the Wendy Williams show, and she called the show mean-spirited and said she never liked bullying as a kid, let alone as an adult.
Those big Williams meanies.
How do you not know going into the Donald Trump thing exactly what it is?
That's what it is.
You're fired.
I know. I mean, Justin Bieber is getting ready to release his second book. It's called Justin Bieber Getting Started.
Yes.
Book.
Yes, it will be out in September. The new book promises a look inside the world of Bieber, touring the globe, making a movie, and recording his album. His first book, which was called First Step to Forever, My Story, was published in October of 2010, sold more than 1 million copies in 25 languages.
A look at Bieber.
The Bieber book. Mick Jagger, B.B. King, and other musical greats are teaming up at the White House to celebrate the blues. The concert will be part of the In Performance at the White House series that airs on PBS.
Well, the blues are playing better, especially since Hitchcock became coach.
No. Different blues.
Yeah.
Attorneys for country duo Sugarland say the injuries that fans suffered in a deadly stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair were their own fault. Sugarland's attorneys say some or all of the injuries happened because fans failed to take steps to ensure their own safety before high winds toppled the stage rigging onto the crowd awaiting the band's August 13th concert. Seven people died. 58 were injured.
So people are trying to sue the band because a storm came up?
Oh, yes. They're suing the band, the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's like a civil suit.
Well, you have to. I mean, what you...
Yeah, the band was named in a civil suit filed last November. But the band is saying fair officials and stage rigging builder Mid-America Sound were responsible for the setup, and they called the wind that made it fall down an act of God.
Yeah, and one of the people in the in that group that's being sued said, oh, we told them maybe they shouldn't go on. And they said, no, we're going on.
Right.
Yeah. So they're trying to blame the band. Yeah.
Well, you want to waste some lawyers?
What's her name? Nettles? What's her first name? The singer for sure. I know. The blonde. Boy, she's cute.
Jennifer Nettles?
Jennifer Nettles, I think that's right. But she is really,
but yeah,
really cute.
Some lawyers get a bad rap, but this poor guy has to say those people, you should have known that thing was going to collapse on your head and kill you. You should have left.
Yeah, there's no that's way. Pretty, you wouldn't. No, you expect people that build things like that to make sure that they're secure.
To not fall on your head.
You're not going to die going to a concert. Two songs featuring Chris Brown and Rihanna together have hit the internet. Brown sings on the remix of Rihanna's Birthday Cake. She's on the remix of his tune, Turn Up the Music.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, isn't
making
that nice?
Making beautiful music
not
together.
Not sure if they're doing everything else together, but they are singing together again. At the movie, Safe House with Denzel Washington moved up to first place with about $24 million in sales.
I'm stunned. I just don't get it.
Evidently, it must have some good word of mouth.
What a nothing movie.
But did there's not it? A whole lot else out there.
I know.
The
it's a bad, bleak period we're in for movies right
I
now.
I went to see...
Mean something? What was it? Mean?
This Means War.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Is that one
it was
his,
a cutesy, you don't have to think, you know, happy ending, blah, blah, blah kind of movie. You know?
Who's in it?
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
I think the other guy's name is Chris Price. And
Oh, this is the one that's... No, that's not the one based on a true story of somebody losing their memory. That's
no,
another.
That's the Vow. That fell from first place to second place. It made $23.6 million. And then Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance 3D with Nick Cage opened in third place with $22 million. Mm. Eek. Okay, birthdays today. We'll start with the young ones first. Actor Corbin Blue. He's kind of a Disney character.
Oh, yeah, he's a
Disney
High
School
guy.
Musical singer, dancer kid. Is 23.
Well, hang on a second. What Rat Boy? Rat Boy's trying to tell me.
What?
Blue's his middle name? His last name is what?
Cheese.
Corbin Blue Cheese. He says that's his
full name. Gotcha.
Thanks, Rat Boy.
That's good stuff, Rat Boy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Actress Ellen Page, who I think is really cute. Remember her from Juno, and she was in Inception.
Yeah, well, she's the main.
She's 25.
She's cute in a different way. I don't know what it is about her, but
I think she could probably be sexy if she wanted to. I don't think she wants to.
No,
that's an interesting description. Yeah. She's cute in a different way.
Yeah.
Not really attractive or sexy or anything, but kind of cute in a different way.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it.
Cute. Ashley Green.
In frank opinion, he's really handsome in a different way. Fat, bald,
right.
Not very appealing, but
not stereotypical.
In a different way.
Who said that?
Nobody.
Oh.
If you're a Twilight fan, you know Ashley Green. She's also 25 today. Opera pop singer Charlotte Church is 26.
Was she a Christian singer, right? Charlotte Church. Seriously, I'm not making a joke about church, but I thought Charlotte Church got her start doing gospel music. Mm. She's an opera singer?
I thought she started in the opera and then did like a pop song.
Okay, could be.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Is 33. Mm. William Baldwin is 49. Christopher Atkins, remember... Blue Lagoon.
Yes, the blonde kid.
Yeah, he's 51.
Oh, my goodness.
Who had virtually no career after Blue Lagoon.
Well, he was horrible. They were both just
they did a reality show on VH1 or something. They brought back a lot of guys like that who were stars as younger guys and then never did anything else.
That has to be the most frustrating feeling.
Oh,
to be somebody like Christopher Atkins.
Or Scott Baio. I think Scott Baio was on the show and people like that.
You make a movie with a big name like Brooke Shields and 10 minutes later, nobody knows who you are. It's got to be frustrating.
No, and he was kind of cute.
He was good looking.
Probably could have done something.
You know who else I think was good looking and a great singer is that John Schneider. What happened to his career? John Schneider is a good looking guy.
Isn't he traveling?
Right.
I thought
wow.
I talked to him when he was doing Chicago at the Fox. He was selling his CDs.
I think you're right. I think he was. But my point is, why did he not make it bigger in movies? What was it, the TV series in? Was it Dukes of Hazzard?
Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why did he not become like a major movie
like
star?
Like a pop idol.
Because
like
to me,
Sean Cassidy.
He's got it all. He can sing. He looks good. And
You're really going on and on about him.
Maybe he didn't want to.
That's a possibility.
Singer Mary Chapin Carpenter is 54.
Another example of somebody who was red hot and just
down at the Twist and Shout.
And down at the Twist
Passionate
and Shout.
Passionate Kisses.
And the other big one, Hang on, Saturday Night and the Moon is Out. I'm going to hit on down. That's a Twist and Shout.
Yeah,
she's good.
Kelsey Grammer is 57. William Peterson or Peterson from CSI is 59. Actor Alan Rickman. I think he's very talented. Very odd looking.
Bad guy.
He plays. He was in all the Harry Potters.
But his real, when he burst onto the scene, really was in Die Hard, right? Alan Rickman wasn't
yes.
he? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the bad guy. And what else? Oh, and he was in that funny one with Tim Allen. Remember where they Galaxy Quest?
Oh, yes, he was. I love that.
That's
Galaxy
a funny
Quest.
Movie.
Yeah, it's a spoof on Star Trek and.
Actor Anthony Daniels. He was C-3PO. Not that anyone would know.
Huh.
He's 66.
That'd be great.
A British guy, right?
Yeah,
I think he was British.
I'm very famous.
I was in like three movies.
Blockbuster hits. Yeah, who were you? C-3PO.
And finally, Tyne Daly, who I know you're a big fan of.
Oh.
Don't you get a boing?
Yeah.
Tyne Daly?
Is 66. And that's the Wood Report.
Now, Tyne Daly was the big one in Cagney and Lacey.
Right. Sharon Gless was the blonde.
Sharon Gless, who is now also the big one, I believe.
Yeah, I think they both blew up. good.
She pulled a Sally Struthers and blimped up, and they're both big. Well, I'll tell you what, I learned things that I never would have known had it not been for this lady, Tina Dalpiez, and the Wood Report. Give it up.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, Joe Hipperson. CDs, DVDs are out today. He's going to tell you what's out there. Before that, I'm going to talk to you people who are bald and don't want to be bald. Men and women. Pretty sad. I said this before. Pretty sad when a woman realizes that her hair is thin and you can see through it and see her scalp. That's not the way it's supposed to be for women. You should not be bald and be a woman. Now, Neograft, N-E-O-G-R-A-F-T, is a hair transplantation procedure. It is performed in Clayton at the Lifestyle Center under the supervision of Dr. Richard Moore, who himself is a neograft transplant recipient. Dr. Moore was bald on top, had plenty of dense, thick hair on the sides and the back, so they took that hair one follicle at a time and put it on top of Dr. Moore's head. And I've seen Dr. Moore's head, and I've talked to him about it, and I've been in there. It's a very interesting process. Now, it's not for everybody, but I would say most men, when they're in their 40s and 50s and they start losing their hair, they don't like it. If you have had a life of having a full head of hair, which I never got to experience, my experience with having a full head of hair ended when I was 19. I only got to comb my hair for 19 years. And then at 19, started to go, and 23, it was gone. So I, you know, at 40, I didn't have to freak out going bald because I'd already been bald almost 20 years by then. But most people don't want it. And if there were a really good other alternative, an option, that they jump on it, well, there is. There is now. And it's called Neograft. Now, prior to Neograft, all of your choices were bad. Really. Any other option you took wasn't ideal. Bad, ugly toupee that looked like a toupee, strips of hair ripped from your head and transplanted in strips on top of your head, plugs dug out like with a miniature post hole digger, dig it out like you would a plant by the roots, and then dig a hole in the top of your head and set that in there like a potted plant, scabbing, bleeding, a couple of years you have to wear a hat everywhere. Not ideal. Now there's Neograft. If you are the least bit interested in this revolutionary way to transplant hair, go to this website, neograftstl.com. Neograftstl.com. And you're going to learn all about it. One procedure takes one entire day because they do it one hair at a time. Most people need couple thousand, 2,500 hairs done, and they can do that, believe it or not, in a day. Check it out. What do you got to lose? Check it out. They'll have a consultation with you down there in Clayton, and before you go, my suggestion is every question you can think to ask, write it down and take it with you, because you're going to have a lot of questions, and they're going to have the answers. And the great thing about these people, too, is they will tell you if you're not a candidate for Neograft. If you just don't have on the back of your head or the sides, hair that is thick enough or dense enough, they'll say, you don't have what we need to work with. But if you do, you know, good for you. You maybe don't have to be bald or have to settle for one of those other barbaric or obsolete alternatives. NeograftSTL.com.
It's time for a check on the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've cleared that accident on southbound 270 before Highway 55, so things between Gravelway and 55 have pretty well thinned out. You are slow on southbound 270 from 40 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 is jamming from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have northbound 170 slow from Scudder through Boeing. On northbound 55, that right lane is backed up from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 40, a little bit heavy, Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Brescia, three, made it. Matt splashes it home. Those are reports within one.
Tonight, Coach Frank Haith and the red hot Missouri Tigers take on the Wildcats of Kansas State.
Bang, he buries it, and Missouri takes a 20-19 lead.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area today through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Window World Windows has the strongest warranty in the business, the highest ranking in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power and Associates, and Window World Windows comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Go ahead and call Window World 314-993-1800 before you do anything. Whether it's windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors, it's Window World Windows. They'll do it all and simply do it the best for less. 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. Call Window World.
I believe that politics as usual has no place in judicial races or the courtroom. I'm Ann Keeley, Democrat for judge for the 20th Judicial Circuit, and I'm the only candidate free of political influence. I believe all the people are entitled to and deserve the opportunity to make an informed choice for their judicial candidates. I pledge to preserve and protect the integrity and dignity of the court. The most important endorsement I seek is from you, the people. I ask for the honor and privilege of your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by Keeley for Judge.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
Step to B Square. So let the B Square get there.
Tuesday. CD day, DVD day. They're out, the new ones. Maybe Joe Hipperson has something that'll catch your ear. We're going to find out, courtesy of OREC and the 7 locally owned and operated OREC home care centers. We own 2 OREC vacuum cleaners and 3 or 4 other OREC products. I'm not going to tell you what they are, because you're thinking, what else do they have with the OREC name on it? We want you to go and take a look. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised. Tell them your AM and the PM when you walk into OREC. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
Let me check. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
All right, well, maybe some of these new releases could accelerate you to
great.
Gargantuan levels of greatness.
Well, let's have it.
That's a word nobody really uses anymore.
Gargantuan. I like it. That's it.
And I know what it is, a real word, right? Gargantuan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it basically means massive.
And it's one of those words where you know what it, just by the sound of the word, what it means, like pus or, you know. Well, you know, those.
Why did you pick pus?
Well, you know, those words that just, you get the feeling of it just by hearing it.
You know, I'm just curious. We don't have to go anywhere with it, but is pus spelled the way I think it is?
P-U-S-S?
Yes. Yeah, so it's one of those words that if it were typed and you were reading it, it could be either one.
Puss.
Yeah.
Like puss. Puss is another word for face. What an ugly puss.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. You know? Yeah. It's just one of those weird words where if it's spelled and unless someone's saying it, you really don't know. It's like you couldn't really text the word puss to someone. You know, they might get the wrong idea.
Right.
His puss, you could use it twice in a sentence. His puss was covered with pus.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you have a lot on your face, isn't your face pussy?
Yes, it is pussy.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just end it right there.
We've got a bunch of new releases. We always start out with music on the music end of things. If you're a fan of the Carpenters, they have a live record from 1972 available on CD today.
I still maintain the cleanest, purest voice ever was the voice of Karen Carpenter.
You think so?
Pure. Pure, crisp, clean, raw talent. Yes, perfect pitch, Karen Carpenter.
Okay, so I would imagine then you probably don't consider Janis Joplin to be a immortalized great vocalist.
No, I would not refer to her voice as clear, crisp, pure Janis Joplin.
All right. Well, when you say that, I look at the standards. I think, okay, you're probably going to go on that end of things. I do agree with you, by the way, 100%.
I just got a text from someone who's a nurse. I'm not making this up. And said that pus is spelled P-U-S.
Uh-oh.
This is from a nurse.
Oh.
P-U-S. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you say it, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's right here.
See what we've done? We've now helped tons of people that might have made that mistake.
That's
sending
right.
an email
Who
or a text
knows
to somebody.
How many people today or tonight would be emailing using the word pus? Well, I'm getting a little bit better. There's still a little bit of pus, and they would have misspelled it.
My eye is oozing pus. That's what it would have sounded like.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, now we've helped the world.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel more complete.
On
the music end, there is the Archers of Loaf. They have a new record called VV. It's available today. Archers of Loaf, pretty popular with the kids nowadays.
Archers of Loaf.
L-O-A-F.
It'd be better if they were Pinchers of Loaf.
Right.
Now you're talking.
Or they could be the Archers of Pucks. Now we got something.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Jr. I love Dinosaur Jr. I think they're a really cool band.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, they really did break out during the grunge phase of the early 1990s. They've got Bug Live at the 930 Club in the hands of the fans. All the fans selected the songs that would be put on the album. Really cool stuff if you dig Dinosaur Jr. The last music release is from someone, I think it's fair to say, no one, and I mean nobody, listening to this show, the millions, I don't think a single soul woke up today hoping that they would hear me say, finally, a brand new record from Sinead O'Connor.
No. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Really?
Sinead O'Connor, the album is called How About I Be Me and You Be You. No problems or complaints on this end with that title. She can be her all she wants. I just don't see why she's pressing records. Doesn't make any sense. And now I have heard she has hair. She's just let it go.
Yeah, boy, and she looks worse. Yeah. I mean, she was actually more attractive when she shaved her head back
then.
That's
not saying much when you say of a woman, she looks worse with hair.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that and... Because she was almost, in a weird way, for a bald chick, almost semi-attractive.
For about 2 seconds.
For about 2 seconds,
on that
yes.
one music video, mm-hmm. nothing yes. compares
nothing
to you.
Nothing compares
about
to you.
2 seconds. You're like, hey, you know, maybe,
wow.
yeah.
Long head of hair. You know, a nice head of hair.
She but is she a good singer, Sinead O'Connor? I don't know. Is
yes.
she good?
Yes, she is. Okay. She really is good. I just, with I'm not that, a fan of the person.
Celtic
then, yeah,
broke
you know,
or whatever.
If you deal with it as an art form, why should I judge someone's music based on how I feel about them? I shouldn't do that. But I hate Sinead O'Connor. So there we go. On the DVD end of things, if you're a fan of Weeds, Weeds Season 7 is available today on Blu-ray and regular disc. A special Blu-ray edition of a really funny Bill Murray movie that I think gets left out when people are considering great Bill Murray moments. Meatballs is available today on Blu-ray.
All right.
Not sure if that does it for you, man.
Yeah, I need to watch it again.
Wasn't that one of his first movies?
Yeah, one of his very first movies. Out there, crazy, zany Bill Murray at his, I'm not going to say his best, but pretty close. Nurse Jackie, good show.
Yeah.
But I kind of think, like with House, after a few episodes.
Yes, I agree.
There you go. Season 3 is available out.
Same old, same old.
Now, a lot of times, Frank, I like to tell people what to rent, what to buy, what to avoid. On new releases, and in the what to avoid area, this one just seems like it speaks for itself, so I'll put out there, Return to Blood Fart Lake is available today.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Blood Fart Lake. We don't go for that word here.
The reason I bring that up, I bring it up because it's the sequel. It is the sequel to a film that really did sell a lot of DVDs. It was called Terror at Blood Fart Lake. This is now Return to Blood Fart Lake. It is available to rent or to buy. I would put that under the avoid category. Anybody a fan of Matlock? Remember the show
Matlock?
When it came out. I guess I liked Andy Griffith.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if anybody is really, really going to buck up for it, but Matlock seasons 1 through 7 out in a box set. We're talking 39 discs for $220 bucks.
No, not bad.
All right. A lot of zombie movies these days. You know, there's Return of the Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead. Now there is Bong of the Dead. Bong of the Dead is a zombie movie where, yes, a bunch of stoners realize that if they use zombie brains as fertilizer, their product will be a lot better.
Cool.
I could not make this up, even if I tried. Bong of the Dead is available today on DVD. Also, Fort Apache out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. A terrible Al Pacino movie. Terrible Al Pacino movie called The Son of No One is out today on Blu-ray and regular disc.
Never even heard of it.
You'll probably watch one of those direct-to-DVD things, and the way they market it, you see Al Pacino, and you think, oh, hey, maybe this would work. No, no, it does not work at all. It is called The Son of No One. Do not get it. Another film that you did not see in theaters that is really good, actually, is called London Boulevard, starring a guy I usually rag on, Colin Farrell. I can't stand Colin Farrell, but I'll tell you what, great, great movie, London Boulevard, London gangster kind of scene, interesting stuff. Tower Heist, finally, is out on Blu-ray and regular DVD. This is the movie that's trying to take a funny spin on the Ocean's 11 idea. Ben Stiller, Eddie Murphy, trying to be funny Eddie Murphy, directed by Brett Ratner. Brett Ratner couldn't direct a good movie if Steven Spielberg hijacked him and held the camera for him. Just not a great director. And last but not least,
I like Blood Fart Lake.
Oh my goodness.
It's actually nice listening at Ameren because they own Lake of the Ozarks. You'd be smart to consider changing the name Lake of the Ozarks to Blood Fart Lake.
Yeah.
Go skiing and fishing at Blood Fart Lake.
Then you would be surprised. Hey, a lot of people could return to Blood Fart Lake. I swear, it's a real movie. You know, The last release we've got is from Mr. Clint Eastwood, so this is going to be a doubleheader. I'll make it very quick and brief. J. Edgar is a very long film. Leonardo DiCaprio does a really good job, but it's a really long film. Not a lot of color. Kind of plays more like a documentary, but if you got about 3 hours and you're interested in the subject matter, it's definitely worth picking up, maybe renting. What you would buy today is the 20th anniversary Blu-ray edition of Unforgiven, probably one of the greatest westerns ever made. Out on Blu-ray, 20th anniversary edition. Good stuff. That does it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
I agree with Unforgiven. That is a really good Western. And the bad guys get what's coming to them in a big way. Courtesy of the man of few words, the man with a raspy voice, the man who in Gran Torino said, "Get off my lawn."
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And now, a word from American Equity Mortgage, and then a word from Bill Cleveland. For 20 years, American Equity Mortgage has been giving out the phone number 314-878-9999. And for a few years, there was no other number even like it. And then some people started to realize what great success American Equity Mortgage was having. And they got together and said, hey, why don't we start a mortgage company? And not just start a mortgage company, but let's make either the name or the phone number sound a lot like American Equity Mortgage, and people will get confused, and they'll call us thinking they're getting them. Well, didn't work. Anybody with half a brain knows not to be confused, because there's only one American Equity Mortgage. In fact, that's not really true. There was one when they started 20 years ago, and they started in St. Louis. That's still the hub, the headquarters. They're in cities all over the country. Phone number here has never changed. 314-878-9999. You use them for a couple of things. You use them to help you get a house. If you want to buy a home, if you're renting, stop it. You're throwing money away. There's no, the only thing you get out
Stop
of renting,
it.
That's exactly right, Lauren. The only thing you get out of renting is you get to live in somebody else's house month by month until you no longer live there, and you get nothing back, money's gone, wasn't deductible, so if you can possibly swing it, you get yourself a home, especially now, you first-time home buyers. Wow, what a great time it is for you. The other thing is current homeowners, people who own homes. And I don't mean that the house doesn't have to be paid for. It can be you and a mortgage company, bank, American Equity, or whatever. But it's your house, your homeowner. That equity is very valuable when it comes to borrowing money. And it allows you to borrow money at ridiculously low rates as opposed to the ridiculously high rates of the credit card people. So be smart. Let American Equity show you how to pay off the bad debt, turn it into smart debt, and in short order, you're out of debt. That's the goal. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things going out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a report of an accident now. It's on southbound 270 at the Ladue Road exit that's got that exit partially shut down. Now, traffic is slow from Olive down through Ladue and then 40 through Doherty Ferry. We have just regular slow traffic now on eastbound 270. It's from about Lindbergh through New Florissant. It looks like northbound 270 is slow from Highway 40 up through Ladue. Also eastbound 40, that's heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown, and that's between Hampton and McCausland. Actually, now it's closer to Kings Highway through McCausland than 270 out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by IHOP. The Lorax is at IHOP. Try the Lorax's green eggs and ham with whole wheat pancakes and make it an IHOP day. For a limited time at participating IHOPs, the Lorax is in theaters March 2nd, rated PG for brief, mild language. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Cardinals are world champs.
The Cardinals are going for 12-12, and on sale now is the Kids Promo Pack. With each game ticket, there's a free hot dog and soda. The Kids Promo Pack features five weekend games, and those games will have either a special promotion or giveaway. And for most of them, kids can run the bases after the game. There's the Kids Cooler Lunch Bag, Six Flags Day, Photo Night, the Kids T-shirt, and the always popular Build-A-Bear Workshop Day.
What a team! What a ride!
Don't worry, adults, we have you covered too. The Adult Promo Pack features five Friday night games. This pack will feature the Tony La Russa retirement figurine, a Cardinals home jersey giveaway, T-shirt night, the Bruce Sutter bobblehead, and a fireworks night. Promo packs start as low as $79, and they're on sale now. It's the Kids and Adults Promo Packs. To find out more or to order yours, just visit cardinals.com/packs.
You think they're having fun here at Busch Stadium? Listen.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cash back bonus. Details at QuakerState.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. These are the red cabs, the really clean cabs, the nice cabs with the really nice cab drivers, and they're really AM and the PM. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Bill?
Real well, thank you. Well, a naked man entered a Walmart on Wednesday last week and stole a pair of socks. Yeah. Nice going, Dan.
All right. I needed some socks.
You haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah.
I brought it back.
One of those
now you know why.
Well, of course, President's Day was yesterday, and in our history, we've had 44 presidents, and, you know, one could not tell a lie, and the other 43 could not tell the truth.
Yeah, okay.
A fun fact for you. And you know we had an earthquake this morning?
That's what I hear.
4.0 magnitude earthquake this morning. Highways in Missouri are reported to have buckled and cracked. And then we had the earthquake.
Oh. That's a little slam on MoDOT there.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. And finally.
Did anybody here feel that thing?
No.
No, slept right through it.
Must not have been much.
Slept right through it. Well, Tom Brady's sister is marrying the third baseman from the Boston Red Sox. And Brady's wife, Giselle, is planning to attend, you know, just so she can criticize everybody that tries to catch the bouquet.
Wow.
Oh, I get it.
Like Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The jokes are always good when you got to explain them.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
You know, the Academy Awards are Sunday night, and I get so many requests. Well, here's an example right now. Dear Frank, would you please do that thing you do, that scene from The Help? Okay, here it is. Minnie, have you lost your mind? No, would you about to? Thank you.
Wow.
Just had enough time.
You get a lot of requests for that,
had a chance to sneak that in there. Glad to do it. Thanks for all the requests. Hey, stick around, folks. Playhouse is coming up.